It's Kramer with Mission Network News. A helicopter grenade attack on the Supreme Court in Venezuela last week got a lot of attention. And some speculate whether or not that attack will be used to justify Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro's grab for more power amidst a failing economy. Jim Munger with Transworld Radio says the violent protests have made the streets dangerous.
One family that I know personally had a tear gas bomb thrown into their house by the police. So it's just a very, very unstable time. What this means is that churches are less able to meet because of restrictions in times. It means that there are more opportunities to reach out with the gospel because people realize that there's got to be something more.
Would you pray for restored peace? And what's the toughest problem facing Haiti today? It's a big question without a simple answer. But Eva DeHardo for Haiti with Love might be onto something.
They're not educated on hygiene. They don't relate to the fact that their own waste material spreads disease.
That's where For Haiti with Love's latest project comes in. A team built a public community latrine and started hygiene training in a Haitian village, all while spreading the truth of the gospel.
Truly, God blesses those who give to the poor. So we would ask that they include For Haiti with Love in their giving projects. And we will do our best to spread the gospel and hygiene with it.
If you want to find ways to connect to either one of these ministries, go to missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So join our social media network, and let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.